All right, Defy Adventurers, today we're strapping on our goblin helmets and venturing into the exciting world of Goblins Protocol Liquidity. Specifically, we're uncovering the secrets to maximizing your profits by mastering the art of price range adjustments.
It's a strategy many overlook. But trust me, understanding how to optimize your price range can be a game changer for your returns.
And for those who might be new to this whole liquidity provision thing, imagine this. You lend out some crypto, your hard-earned digital gold, and in return, you get a cut of all the trading fees happening in that pool. The bigger the pool, the more action, the sweeter the rewards. But here's where Goblins Protocol gets really interesting. It gives you the power to fine-tune your position based on market movements.
That's right. We're not just talking about passively providing liquidity here. We're going to show you how to actively manage your position.
Yeah.
And it all starts with understanding how to remove existing liquidity and strategically set up a new position.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You've got your crypto out there working hard, earning those fees. But the market, as we know, is a fickle beast. It shifts and changes, and we need to be able to adapt with it. That's where removing existing liquidity comes in.
And it's not as complicated as it sounds. It's simply a way to take stock of your earnings, collect those accumulated fees, which, let's be honest, is always a good feeling. And most importantly, reassess your strategy based on current market conditions.
Okay. Before we dive deeper, I have to ask, because I know some listeners might be thinking the same thing. What about impermanent loss? I mean, we hear whispers about it in the DeFi catacombs. What role does it play in all of this?
That's a great question and a crucial concept to grasp when dealing with liquidity provision. In essence, impermanent loss occurs when the value of your deposited assets changes relative to their value if you had simply held them outside the liquidity pool. It's called impermanent because the loss is only realized if you withdraw your liquidity at a less favorable price.
So it's kind of like a paper loss until you hit that withdraw button, right?
Exactly. And that's where adjusting your price range becomes a powerful tool. By strategically setting your range, you can potentially mitigate the impact of impermanent loss by aligning your position with your market outlook.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. We remove existing liquidity to reassess and collect fees. Then comes the exciting part, setting up a new position for maximum profit. But before we jump into the specifics, let's break down the how for our listeners. Walk us through the process of removing existing liquidity on Goblins Protocol.
It's actually quite user-friendly, even for those who might be new to this platform. First, you'll head over to your liquidity pool on the Goblins Protocol interface. You'll see a clear option to remove liquidity. Once you click that, you'll be guided through a straightforward process of selecting the amount of liquidity you want to remove.
So it's pretty self-explanatory. No need to decipher ancient runes or bargain with goblins.
Thankfully not. The platform does a great job of guiding you through each step. And here's a pro tip. Make sure to pay attention to any transaction fees associated with removing your liquidity. These can vary depending on the network congestion at the time.
Got it. So always factor in those gas fees, especially when making multiple adjustments. Now let's move on to the really exciting part, setting up that brand new position. This is where we leverage our newfound knowledge of market trends and potentially rake in those juicy trading fees.
Precisely. And this is where Goblins Protocol really shines. It gives you a surprising amount of control over your liquidity position, allowing you to fine-tune it to your specific market outlook. The first step, of course, is choosing your fee tier.
Right, because not all liquidity pools are created equal. Goblins has different fee tiers for different levels of risk and potential reward, right?
That's right. Generally, pools with higher trading volumes tend to offer higher fee tiers, but they might also experience more price volatility. Lower fee tiers might mean less frequent, but potentially more consistent returns. It all depends on your risk appetite and your assessment of the specific trading pair.
Okay, so we've chosen our battleground, our fee tier. Now for the million-dollar question, setting the price range. I imagine this is where understanding market trends becomes absolutely crucial.
Absolutely. This is where your analysis of the market, your understanding of support and resistance levels, and perhaps even a sprinkle of intuition come into play. Let's say you're bullish on Ethereum in the coming weeks.
So I'm expecting the price to go up to the moon, as they say.
Exactly. In that case, you might set a wider price range above the current price, capturing the potential upward movement. On the flip side, if you're anticipating a market correction, a narrower range below the current price might be more strategic.
So wider range for when I'm feeling bullish, narrower when I'm feeling more cautious. It's like adjusting my fishing net based on where I think the fish are biting.
Oh.
But you mentioned something interesting earlier, strategic positioning. Tell me more about that. Is it really possible to go beyond simply setting a single price range?
Absolutely. And this is where you can really start to manage your risk and potentially amplify your returns. For instance, instead of putting all your eggs in one basket, you could divide your liquidity into multiple positions with different price ranges.
Okay, so it's like diversifying my DeFi portfolio. I like it.
Exactly. You could have a portion of your liquidity in a tighter range around the current price, aiming for those consistent smaller wins. Then you could allocate another portion to a wider range, capturing potential breakouts or dips.
Wow, this is next level stuff. But I have to ask, with all this talk of market analysis and strategic positioning, it sounds like you need a PhD in DeFi to succeed on Goblin's protocol. Is this something an average DeFi user can realistically manage?
You certainly don't need a PhD. And that's what's so great about Goblin's protocol. While it offers the flexibility for advanced strategies, it also provides the tools and resources for everyone to participate effectively.
That's good to hear. So what kind of tools are we talking about? What can help us mere mortals make sense of all this?
Well, for starters, Goblin's protocol itself offers some fantastic on-platform tools. They have this really cool feature called the Price Range Simulator. Have you used that?
Absolutely. It's incredibly helpful, especially for visualizing your potential returns based on different price ranges and fee tiers. You can input your desired parameters, and it will show you a projected earnings scenario based on historical data.
That's amazing. So you can actually see how your strategy might have played out in the past. Talk about taking some of the guesswork out of it.
Precisely. It allows you to backtest different scenarios and refine your approach before committing any actual capital.
That's invaluable, especially for someone just starting out. It's like having a crystal ball, but for DeFi. And beyond the built-in tools, there's a wealth of resources available in the broader DeFi ecosystem. For example, Smart Scout, which you mentioned earlier, is a fantastic tool for monitoring your liquidity positions across multiple protocols.
Oh, right. Smart Scout. Tell me more about how that works.
So Smart Scout essentially acts as your DeFi dashboard, aggregating all your liquidity positions in one place. You can track your earnings and permanent loss, and even get alerts on opportunities to adjust your price ranges based on market movements.
Okay, that's huge. It sounds like Smart Scout takes all the shattered pieces of your DeFi puzzle and puts them together in a neat, organized way.
Exactly. And that's crucial for staying on top of your game in the fast-paced world of DeFi.
Absolutely. And speaking of staying ahead of the curve, I've heard whispers about the Goblin's protocol community being a treasure trove of information.
Oh, without a doubt. The community is incredibly active and supportive, with experienced users constantly sharing insights, strategies, and even warnings about potential pitfalls.
It's like having a network of seasoned DeFi explorers guiding you through the uncharted territory.
Precisely. Don't underestimate the power of tapping into that collective wisdom. Join their Telegram groups, participate in their forums. You'll be amazed at what you can learn.
I love that. Because even the most experienced DeFi wizard can benefit from a fresh perspective or a timely piece of advice. It's all about learning and growing together in this exciting new world.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into Goblin's protocol liquidity and the art of strategic price range adjustments. Before we wrap up, I just want to say for anyone listening who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed, remember this. You don't have to become a master strategist overnight. Start small, experiment, and don't be afraid to ask questions. The DeFi community is incredibly welcoming.
Absolutely. Start by exploring the Goblin's protocol platform experiment with the Price Range Simulator and gradually dip your toes into more advanced strategies. And remember, knowledge is power. The more you learn, the more confident and successful you'll become in your DeFi journey.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So there you have it, folks. The tools, the strategies, and the community support are all at your fingertips. Now go forth and conquer the exciting world of Goblin's protocol liquidity. Until next time, happy how.
Defying everyone.